Mathematics may be his forte, but that doesn't stop Eddie Wu from diving into the literary world at any chance he gets. He's a seasoned teacher, YouTube sensation, and former Australian Local Hero of the Year, recognised for his videos that make learning fun. And he's here this morning for our final instalment of Summer Reading. Eddie, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Hello, thanks for having me.
What genres of book are you most drawn to, would you say?
I read a lot of non-fiction, and that's because I just have always been a super curious person, trying to understand how things work, and I have never gotten out of that childhood kind of asking why endlessly in a way that actually probably irritates all the adults around me. I never grew out of that, so I'm still doing that today, and a lot of the books that I read kind of feed into that curiosity.
But you don't unwind by reading maths textbooks, right? We're going to talk about some other books.
No, exactly right. I try and be a bit of an omnivore when it comes to learning. So actually, I don't think I've got any maths books on the list that I've got ready for you.
So what have you been reading over the summer period? What are your highlights?
The first one I'm thinking of is a book called 10 to 25, which I know, okay, yes, they're numbers, but the book is not about maths at all. It's about the ages, 10 to 25. Mm. So written by someone named David Yeager, who's kind of into psychology and sociology. And the ages, 10 to 25, they're picked out there because they're kind of this early start and semi-late finish to thinking about adolescence. And I'm a high school teacher, and I often think about how to work with, I mean, classically, teenagers, because that's the age of people in high school. But actually, adolescence starts way earlier than that, and it ends much later too, because of the way that, you know, particularly technology, social media, and our culture today have kind of extended that period of people who are just starting to gain their independence but aren't yet a fully independent person themselves. Their brain is still developing. And the book is really about what are the deep motivations for people in that age bracket and how do they sort of differ a little bit from the rest of us when you're a bit younger, when you'd classically think of someone as a child, and also once someone gets into, you might call, fully-fledged adulthood. So that's been really fascinating.
Interesting. Another book I've got on the list here for you is Guns, Germs and Steel. Tell us about that one.
So I have always been a history geek. I studied a lot of modern history when I was in school. And the particular thesis of this book's by a guy named Jared Diamond, it's really about trying to solve this puzzle by asking this question. Okay, we've had throughout history, all of these different, you know, colonial and imperial powers have spread throughout the globe. And think about anytime some country, some empire went to colonize another place, and inevitably they ran into the native inhabitants. And even though there was also conquest and there were terrible wars that were very violent, often those native inhabitants, they were sort of pushed out of the way, not just because of conquest, but because of disease. They often caught things like smallpox or cholera, other things that the old world people brought to the new world. So here's the question that sort of drove the book. Why didn't it happen in reverse? Why did the diseases always travel in one direction, seemingly, basically from Europe and then outwards? And that's not a coincidence. It wasn't just kind of a, you know, a viral fluke. There's actually a real historical and geographical reason for it. And Guns, Germs and Steel, in the name of the book, it kind of works through how those three things and those three developments, they fastened onto particular parts of the world. And that accounts for a lot of a history that has unfolded in the century since.
Right. You're also reading or have read Talking to Strangers. What's that one about?
So that's by Malcolm Gladwell. And Talking to Strangers is particularly about all of the interactions that we have with people who we don't know as well as we might think. You know, people who aren't just in our inner circle of family and friends, even people who we may interact with on a semi-regular basis, but we don't know them deeply, don't have a strong relationship with them. And the idea of Talking to Strangers is that actually there are all kinds of very common mistakes and biases that we bring to each of the interactions that we have, which can sometimes lead us to misread the people around us. So actually one of my favorite examples from the book, it's called the Friends Fallacy. So I'm sure a lot of listeners have watched an episode of Friends before, or maybe they're, you know, real devotees to the series. One of the things that makes or made that series so compelling is that I think one of the things that was said was that you could watch an episode of Friends on mute. No dialogue whatsoever. And you could still probably follow a lot of what was going on, which is a testament to the actors and particularly their facial expressions, which always communicated exactly what they were feeling at any given time, whether it was joy or disappointment or confusion or anger. And the idea behind this series is compelling, but actually it's not like real life at all. It's a fallacy that people are like that and are that transparent. And often all those nonverbal cues are, they can be quite tricky and deceptive, and we can misread people as a result. So this book is all about trying to get insight into how do we understand the people around us better and misread them less.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where maths teacher and YouTube sensation Eddie Wu is my guest on Summer Reading. You're also a dad to three kids. What kind of books do you read to them?
They read a lot for themselves, actually, now. They've gotten much older and much quicker than I expected. But we read a lot of a range of different things, a lot of fantasy, a lot of mystery novels and things like that. But certainly, I mean, I said before that I'm a curious person. I read a lot of nonfiction now. When I was a kid, I think I started off the way most people did and loved reading stories that would just bring me into a compelling world. So one of my favorites, which of course I've passed on to my kids as well, is C.S. Lewis's series Chronicles of Narnia. So I reckon a lot of people would have read The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, and that of course was turned into a big motion picture film. But my favorite title in the whole series is called The Voyage of the Dawn Treader. And the Dawn Treader is a ship, and it's a really magical tale that's all about courage and the importance of friendship. And I probably read that book 100 times. I just read it over and over and over again. It was such a compelling narrative, and I still love it to this day.
Favorite of mine too. So I'm with you there. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Eddie Wu is a teacher and education advocate.